Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It's not Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels. It's producer Steve, Kevin also, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It is a Thursday.
That's right now.
It's 8/29/2024.
We can't celebrate a Thursday. We have to stop.
I mean, we can. What's holding us back?
No, you're right. It's okay to celebrate a Thursday, but we shall not sing the Friday song on a Thursday. It's just kind of, that messes with people's head.
It's a good point.
I also was wondering if you reading Jay's words is messing with people's heads.
It's messing
with
my
head. Do they like that, or do they wish that producer Steve had his own little shtick that he did to start the show?
Ooh, my own shtick.
Yeah, like, good morning, everybody. Like something way up high, way down low.
Ooh.
Where you're listening, we don't know.
I kind of like that.
I'm kind of going through it here. I'm just trying to make it up on the spot.
You're
Steve.
Spitballing.
I could have prepared this segment, but it just came to me.
Okay.
Way up high, way down low. Uh-huh, where you're listening, we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm over here. You all know why. We are missing that little guy. He little in stature, but he is the big boss. Boss is a bad idea. Now I got to rhyme with boss.
Toss. Ross.
Don't you worry. It's little Steve and big Hoss. No, that's not it at all. I really screwed up going with the... I'm over here. We all know why.
Don't know why you swallowed the fly?
Jay's on vacation for the 158th time. That's not it. Whoa.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son's teammate's mom is Kelly Olynyk's wife's aunt.
Kevin James.
Got it.
Yep.
And what does that make us?
Friends.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's producer Steve. Jay is off today. Kevin is here. This part of the Jay and Kevin Show is brought to you by Axiom Painting. And now it's time to introduce...
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin James.
Howdy, everybody.
Howdy, Kevin.
Howdy. Steve.
Yes.
I know we kind of got a little carried away there on your first thought. And so... Now, my first thought, I want to ask you questions about your first thought.
Okay.
And we start with this. You went to pig out in the park yesterday.
I did.
You seem to have enjoyed it from, I just saw a post on our the Jay and Kevin page.
Uh-huh.
Where you posted a picture of your food.
Yes.
Which I will get into that in a moment. But
okay, I feel like you're going to judge me, but all right, that's fine.
Oh, of course. Of course. You can't put your picture of food from Pig Out and not have people judge you. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that that's part of the deal. Everybody's going to judge because there's so many options, right? And you just go, oh, you should have got this, man.
Right,
You know,
right.
That's just kind of the way it goes.
I understand that. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
How did you enjoy Pig Out? What was your overall thought of it?
I thought it was
first
great.
Time.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I had a nice walk over to Riverfront, and
yes.
Then I just kind of wandered around for a bit, just kind of Just walking aimlessly.
So you couldn't find it?
No.
Okay, you bet. I was like, oh no, he got in the park and didn't realize that you had to go across the bridge to that section of the park for pickup.
No. I did find it. That was not a problem at all. And yeah, it was a good time. They had some music going while I was there, and it was actually, I mean, I wouldn't say it was crowded, but you know, I was surprised by how many people were there for a Wednesday afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do get the, I think that's maybe one of those things where that's like the first time you can go. I think a lot of people who, did it look like it was a lot of people who maybe worked downtown and it was their lunch break. And so they just ran over and were like, day one, let's get pig out. I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah, I think there was a good group of that. And then, you know, I mean, people are still on summer vacation, so there's that. And
yes, some are, some are not. For those who are not, I'm sorry.
Oh, I apologize. My bad.
Yeah. I know. I saw some back to school pictures yesterday and I was like, oh, yeah. Shouldn't say anything about summer.
Okay. Well, my mistake.
No, Steve, you're fine. You're
okay,
fine.
Okay.
So you walk around and this is the thing about pig out. And I'm sure you discovered it's the thing everybody says. So expensive.
Yeah, it was pricey, but I knew it was going to be expensive. I mean, that's just
how it is. And then this is the thing about you, too. You don't go and do a lot of other things that are expensive. So it's like, you know what? Things like that are fun for you to go do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. It worked out quite nicely. And
what did you get to drink? It appeared to be a lemonade, maybe?
That is correct. Which was very tasty. It was
freshly squeezed.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Any flavor or was it just regular?
It was just regular. They asked me if I wanted a flavor other than that, and I said no.
Oh, yeah.
Plain Jane here.
Nah, there's one at the night market that they always do the huckleberry lemonade.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Yeah.
It is so good. The problem with it is that I usually drink it in about a minute, and then I'm like, well, wish I had more of that. It's gone, though, because I couldn't stop sucking it through that straw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you got lemonade.
Yes.
And then what food did you try? So many amazing vendors. And you're thinking, okay, I'm going to try something different that I've never had. What did you get for food?
Okay, well, actually, I didn't start off with the lemonade. I started off with Dippin' Dots. And
you started off with ice cream.
Yes. Because okay. I saw it and was
you've
like...
You've obviously had Dippin' Dots, and you like them.
Yes. So a little cookies and cream Dippin' Dots.
All right.
Very tasty. And then after that, I kind of walked around a little bit more. And then there was, I don't know the name of the place, but there was a giant sign that said Curly Fries. And I was like, okay, well, if it says Curly Fries...
You know what? None of us know the name of that place, but we all know exactly the place you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I saw that.
It's there every year, yeah. I feel like.
Oh, I would assume, yeah. But I saw that.
And is it the one that's like the brick of Curly Fries?
Yes. And I didn't realize that at the time.
Sure.
I just figured, okay, whatever. But
oh, Curly Fries. I like Curly Fries.
Yeah, and if it's on the sign, it must be good.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, I'll just take some fries and whatever. And like, yeah, okay. And I was like, well, $14 for some fries. That's kind of expensive for just fries. But
do you think? And then you saw how many fries you got.
Yeah, they handed it to me, and I was just like, whoa. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be eating anything else. But then I was like, well,
You're like, I got to have an entree.
Yeah, exactly. So then I went, walked around a bit more, and I grabbed an elk burger with bacon.
Oh, okay. You know what, Steve? I was going to give you a hard time for getting a hamburger. I was like, you went to pig out in the park and got a hamburger. Like, come on, man. A hamburger? But I will give you some credit. The fact that you got an elk burger, that is definitely going a little, you know, a little out of the box for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
And elk burgers are nice, aren't they?
Yeah, it was very tasty. Everyone was super friendly. They were very much so. And
did anyone say, are you producer Steve?
Oh, no. I was incognito. I had a fake mustache on.
Ah. That'll do it.
Yeah.
And, fake mustache. So what did you enjoy the most of the food that you bought?
I mean, you can't go wrong with ice cream, but I mean, I've had that before, so I can't really say.
Right.
Yeah. The burger was really good. The fries were really good, too. And
so it was all really good.
Yeah,
it was winner.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like picking a favorite child.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Yeah. So, no, it was a great first experience.
Very good. So did you walk around and eat, or did you sit on the grass with your legs crossed and eat, or did you sit at one of the tables? What did you do there to eat? That's the thing where I always struggle at Pig Out, and I feel like I only go when it's super busy.
Yeah. I mean, it was crowded enough where it was like lots of people moving around and, you know, that whole thing. So let's see. What did I do? Oh, when I first got there, grabbed the ice cream, was kind of walking around. Then I realized that I couldn't like eat and walk at the same time very easily. So I sat down on one of the benches. Then I finished that. Went and got my curly fries. Was walking around. I was like, ooh, this is really hot. I need to sit somewhere. So I sat on a different bench. And then I was like, oh, man, I need to get a burger.
You were able to find a picnic bench every time.
Yeah. Or I guess they weren't the benches. They were the, what do you call it? It's not, there's no table. It's just the, what do you call that? Is it still a bench?
A bench.
Yeah, it's still a bench.
Yeah, I think it's just a bench.
Okay.
But there was no table at them.
Correct.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then, you know, I was kind of going back and forth between walking and sitting down.
Okay. No, that's perfect, Steve. That sounds like a great experience. And the music, they did have music going?
Yep, yep. A couple different places. So,
do you have any idea what the music was? Anybody that you recognized or knew?
I mean, they were doing like cover songs and things like that.
Sure.
I heard some Lady Gaga, I think, at one point. And
oh, wow.
What else did I hear? I don't remember now. But yeah, it was good. They were, I mean, very talented.
Overall, a good review of Pig Out in the Park from producer Steve.
Yeah, I would say I'd give it an A. I was very happy. I was very content.
That's excellent. I mean, and I know the price is always the thing, right? For people where it's just like, doggone, it's so... You take a family of four there, you are baroque. And it's just, I mean, that's kind of anywhere anymore, right? Like, it's hard to eat out, but it is one of those things where, for a special occasion, and you do the thing that I've learned to enjoy, which is, you know what's pretty cool about being single?
What's that?
There's not a lot. But the one thing that's really cool about it is that you just have to always pay for one person. I remember I was used to having a family and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I still have a family, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, it's just me. This is a lot cheaper just paying for one guy.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think we let all babies fly.
All babies fly. Okay. Well, that's going to change. Now you've changed everything. Now no one wants to fly our airline.
Kevin James.
All babies fly free and there's like 40 kids
on
there.
Well, they have to, Jay, so that we can put them in a seat.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, Kevin, it is Audio Vault time. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market this morning. And I think I got some good clips, Kevin.
You know what? I'm excited to hear them because you are a producer, and producers are really good with audio and that type of stuff. And so I feel like an Audio Vault is really a chance for a producer to shine. Let me hear what you've got.
Okay, I'll try my best. So, you know LeBron James, famous basketball player?
Of course I do. He's my cousin.
Oh, wow. Who knew? I sure didn't. And his son, who I guess would also be your cousin then, right?
Second cousin.
He is also in, or going to be, or I guess technically is already in the league, the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, him and LeBron can play together in the NBA this year.
Right. So the question is, what does LeBron James' son call him? That is the question.
Bronny.
LeBron James calls...
Yeah, what does call his dad? Yes.
Yeah, that is the question. And
is kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, so here's what LeBron thinks about all that.
Have you thought through... not relationship, because you'll always be his dad, he'll always be his son, but what's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, we already laid that. No, we already laid. No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the private facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. Okay. In the car, if we ride together at home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey, son. Yeah. Like, yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. easy for me. It's going to be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court. And he'd be like, dad, push the ball up. Dad, I'm open. Dad, come on. Like,
can you imagine?
That is funny. It's one I've thought about, actually, with a situation that we have here in Spokane with Joe Few playing for his dad, Mark Few, at Gonzaga.
Oh,
and I'm sure that he, you know, is told to call him coach or whatever,
sure.
or knows well enough to call him. But it's, I also feel like it's just such habit, right?
Yeah.
That's the guy you've called dad your whole life. Like, just at some point, you're going to slip and call him dad. Right. I've just always kind of wondered about that, too, with Fewey and Little Fewey.
That's a good point. You know what's interesting is I've noticed, and I guess this is I feel like this is becoming more and more common, is people calling their parents by their first name or like their parents' friends by their first name or whatever. So maybe it's a lot easier now than it was, say, when I was growing up. It was more like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. whoever, or, you know, dad and mom or whatever.
Right.
And now it's kind of changed a little bit over the years, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's less formal. Some people, I think, still really do that with, especially with younger kids. I think when you get older, maybe it's not that way, but yeah. My granddaughter loves to call her father Tyler.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
I think it's just, it makes so much sense because all she hears is everybody else say Tyler, 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 Tyler.
Right.
And I think she's found it to be more effective to get his attention than dad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He just can tune out dad, but when she's like, Tyler? Huh?
Who said that? What? Also, Adam Sandler, he's making the rounds. You know, Happy Gilmore 2 going to be in the works. Or in the works, I guess, or whatever it is. Yeah. So he was on New Heights, the podcast with the Kelce brothers. And of course.
Oh, yeah, the podcast we just told you about yesterday that just signed a $100 million deal.
Yeah. How crazy is that? But he was on there yesterday or the day before.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. Or was it yesterday? Okay. And here's a little conversation that they had.
The whole thing was to get to hang out with Travis. That's why we put it together. No, yeah. We're going there. Travis, by the way, thank you. I heard you talking about it and I was on your show, you guys. And then, of course, I was like, you know, I was thinking of, we were talking about you playing my son while we were writing it, literally like 6 months ago. We were like, imagine if Travis was my first baby, how funny that would be. But we know football season.
I think I got the swing down.
You do? Dude.
I think I got the swing down.
Can you crack it like that?
I was out there the other day, and it was literally the day after you went on Fallon and told everybody, and I was like, man, you know what, I just got to do a ceremonial one, and you know, and I ripped it.
You did.
It felt so good, dude.
You
banged
it.
Good.
This just makes me so excited for the movie. That's great.
It is fun. And Adam Sandler, no dummy, like, why not take one of the hottest figures in sports and just go, hey, want to be in my movie? Yep, let's go. And he seemed to have a lot of fun with those guys, too.
Absolutely. And now he's...
because, again, you know how it is. Actors or singers always want to be athletes. Athletes always want to be actors or singers. And so it's like that cool little mutual respect with each other where it's like, this is so cool, I'm hanging out with the Kelce brothers. And the Kelce brothers are like, this is so cool that we're hanging out with Adam Sandler.
Okay, and what do you want to be?
What do I want to be?
Yeah, like sports stars want to be actors. Actors want to be sports stars.
Oh, DJs? Usually, I don't know. What does a DJ want to be? A DJ. I think you just know your limitations.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Go.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just always have things that I feel happen to me. Steve has that, and then you just have... What?
Kevin James.
I mean, all kinds of stuff. Just tons of stuff.
Excellent.
Okay. Excellent.
This just keeps happening right in front of me.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's play Smart Bottom.
All right, let's play Smart Bottom. That's what he said, so let's play.
What do we have today to give away?
We got some cool prizes, Kevin. Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park passes. Got a pair of those. Also got a four-pack of tickets, actually, to Silverwood for Grandparents Weekend, which is next weekend.
Next week, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of the last hurrah there. We're getting close to the end of it for Silverwood, so... You know what? And four tickets to Silverwood? Wonderful.
Yeah.
Raptor Reef? Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it right now. All we have to do is play Listener Smart Bottom. If you don't know how it works like this. You're going to call 441-0999. You call us. We will give you... First person gets two clues.
Yes.
And then they get to take a guess and see if they know what it is. If they do not, we say, oh, good guess, even if it wasn't. And then we move to the next caller. So just keep calling in. We will go through until somebody gets it right. They will pick their prize. And then if we have time, we will play round number two for the other prize.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good way to do it. 509-441-0999. And can we say that it can be a person, place, or thing? Can we say that? Well, I just did.
Of course. Well, you can actually say what it is.
Oh, well.
I mean, not the answer, but is it a person?
Well, that might be the first clue. That might be the first clue, though.
Oh.
It's possible. We'll see. Let's take our first person. What do you say? Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline. How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Would you... well, actually, I'll give you the first two clues, and then I'll let you guess.
There we go. Yeah, and then she can guess.
All right, so clue number one is I am a person, so it is a person. And clue number two is I am an American.
An American person. So that gives you...
absolutely nothing.
A 1 in 318 million chance of getting it right. Who do you think?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Hey. Great guess. He was just here.
Yes.
Why not? That could be top of mind. Mm-hmm. Is that it, Steve?
It is not Kevin Hart. I'm very sorry. Okay. Not Kevin Hart. But thank you for calling, and feel free to try again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to get back through.
All right. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Josh.
Hey, Josh. What's going on?
Heading to work.
Excellent. Excellent. I guess I can give you another clue. This person, so it's a person, it's an American, and he is a country singer, known for being a country singer.
Oh.
Is it Toby Keith?
Toby Keith. Another good guess because also top of mind, right? I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the special last night and everything. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Not Toby Keith, though. I'm very sorry. Not Toby Keith. Thanks for trying, though. And so now we have three clues, Kevin. So,
yeah, and you have really, that helped narrow it down.
a little bit.
A country singer. Yeah, I mean, we know it's a male country singer. That's something.
Right. And let's see if we can get another clue. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
This is Diana.
Hey, Diana. I can give you another clue, and let's see if you can get it right, okay?
Can you repeat the others? Because I'm Bluetoothing.
Yep, I gotcha. So I am a person. I am an American. I am known for being a country singer. And you hear my songs on Coyote Country, which makes a lot of sense, I guess.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Not Dolly Parton.
No, not Dolly Parton. I'm sorry. But keep on trying, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, some good guesses. So far we've had Kevin Hart, we've had Dolly Parton, we've had Toby Keith. Not correct so far. I'm a person. I'm an American. I'm a country singer, known for that. You can hear me on Coyote Country, and we're about to give another clue, Kevin.
I'm ready. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning.
All right. What's your name?
My name's Dylan.
Dylan. All right, I'll give you another clue here, Dylan. Well, I'll go through the other ones, I guess, first. I'm a person. I'm an American. I'm a country singer. You hear my music on Coyote Country. And the next clue is I have been nominated and won several big awards.
Oh, man. Sam Hunt?
Sam Hunt. That's your guy, Kevin, right?
I do love Sam Hunt.
It is not Sam Hunt. I'm sorry. Not Sam Hunt. But keep on trying, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. All right, Sam Hunt, the next guest. Let's see. Let's get another one here. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. Let's give you another clue. What do you say? The next clue is I am... you like that? I thought that was pretty good. I got a song in my heart. I am currently on tour is the next clue.
I'm going to go Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Another
old
good
BS.
Guess.
I don't. Yeah. Is Blake on tour? Yeah, I think he is.
I think he is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. Not the correct answer, though. I'm sorry. Not
okay,
the correct.
Thank you.
Good guess, though. Thank you. See, I worked in the good guess because it was a good guess.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it fit all the clues.
It sure did. It sure.
That's
did.
That's the main thing.
Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Again, I made it through.
Ah, very good, very good. Okay, so I'm a person, I'm an American, I am known for being a country singer, you hear my songs on Coyote Country, I've been nominated and won several awards, I'm currently on tour, and the next clue is my real name is Jason Bradley DeFord.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Jason. Well, I had someone else in mind, but now that you told me that... Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll. It is Jelly Roll. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah, Jelly, old Jason DeFord.
Yeah, Jason Bradley DeFord. It sounds
It is
so,
interesting, like in yeah. all of his songs where he, you know, is a writer for them, I think he always yeah. lists it as Jason DeFord.
Does he really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, good for me.
Yeah, well done. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. So you get to choose which prize you want. Would you like Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets or Silverwood tickets for Grandparents Weekend, a 4-pack of those?
We can do the Silverwood tickets.
Silverwood. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Yeah. Well, good work. Jason is very happy that you, or I guess you're happy that you guessed correctly. So nicely
yeah.
done. hold on just a second. We'll get you hooked up with those tickets.
Okay.
And
Thank you.
You bet. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.